producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, our worst fears are coming true in the season of stage crisis. DOJ, communists, new Black Panthers hijack Ferguson protests. The police being heavy-handed up front, including with the press, only incited and then gave a fake moral high ground to the worst elements of the protesters. And now from all over the country, not just areas of St. Louis, we are seeing very racist, race war promoting hoodlum types descending on the city and on the town for a clash with the National Guard and the police, which will then undoubtedly cause more looting around the country. And then the big issue going into the 2016 elections will be the race war that comes out of this. And I've been saying that for a week and a half since all of this started, or longer. And I've been saying it since Obama opened up the borders in the Southwest to bring in unlimited illegals, because I could see what they're doing. And now we've got the police out of control as well, that will only exacerbate that. Ferguson police threatened to shoot a journalist. That's up on Infowars.com. The National Guard, of course, as of yesterday, have been ordered onto the streets of Ferguson and surrounding areas by the governor. That will start in the next few hours. Our three reporters we sent after a week of being there totally exhausted and had already had to come back to take care of family and their dogs and cats and things like that. But we're going to deploy three reporters back today on an airplane to get there by tonight. We're going to be sending Marcos Morales. Joe Biggs wants to go back. And, of course, we're going to send Kit Daniels there as well. So this is all something we'll be covering live here on air. Plus, we have all the live feeds by other journalists that are there to discover what happens. But if we just weigh in and take the side of the police, or just weigh in and take the side of the protesters, we're playing into the globalist plan. It was easy back when all this started a few weeks ago on Saturday and Sunday night with the limited looting and some of the thugs coming in from inner city areas of St. Louis proper to exacerbate the tensions already on the streets with the Michael Brown shooting. The autopsy's out. He was shot at least six times, twice in the head. And I've read the New York Times and other reports about the autopsy. Limited parts of it have been released, and I can't find out if he was shot in the back or not. We're going to be looking into that. We've got the main autopsy up on screen. They claim he was not shot in the back, but shot in the hand, the forearm, the bicep, the upper arm, the neck, the eye, and grazed over the top of the head. So we'll be breaking that down today. But, guys, do me a favor, because I've just been going off memory here. Type Justice Department statistic numbers, black-on-black crime, black-on-white crime. It's usually city by city, but it's between 7 to 12, 14. It varies black-on-black. Blacks kill the most blacks. I mean, statistically, it's off the chart, but nobody gets upset in Chicago when four or five people get killed a day, black on black. And the whole thing's a tragedy. But it's the type of racial crisis that Obama was built for, We've been telling you for 7 years it was coming. Now mainstream news says get ready for race war. That's the Time Magazine headline. Stay with us.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to open the phones up for police and military to call into the broadcast today to give their take and their view on the obviously provocateured events by the Justice Department and their operatives like Al Sharpton, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, and others there on the ground in Ferguson, Missouri. Now, we've got that separate from why were the paramilitary police firing rubber bullets, tear gas, and things at mainline reporters, the Washington Post being arrested in a McDonald's, our reporters being attacked. That's a separate issue. But the local police have been given the armored vehicles, the militarized training by the feds, who then pose as the savior coming into town. And now we've seen looting Friday night, Saturday night, right through last night. Police reportedly got shot at last night. So that's when I told my reporters yesterday, I said, you come home now. You've been there long enough. You're exhausted. I don't want you getting shot. So we're going to send Marcos Morales and Joe Biggs and Kit Daniels back, but to stay on the periphery, even behind the mainstream media, because our guys have done enough to monitor the live feeds, to talk to eyewitnesses that come out. But we are not going to have our reporters, and this is an order, because they want to stay and be involved in all of it. That's my decision. They're not going to be running around with the National Guard and the state police while somebody is shooting at the police. I'm not going to have reporters getting shot. It is now officially turning into a war zone out there. So we're going to keep our reporters on the periphery of this. And the police had better not shoot them with rubber bullets or anything else when they're on the periphery. I mean, imagine Washington Post and the McDonald's, they come over and arrest them. Washington Post reporter. My reporters are with mainline TV, and they say, turn your cameras off hundreds of yards away and open fire on them, targeting the media. That's never been done in this country before. It's outrageous. So that's a separate issue as well. But the big overarching situation is clearly Obama wants to trigger a crisis and race war in this country, just like they've opened the borders up and ignored Congress, are legalizing the illegals by fiat, bringing them in mass, giving them voter ID cards to vote, giving them driver's license. This is getting serious. Most of the people in Ferguson do not like Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson. They've been booing him to us. Jesse Jackson got booed on camera yesterday when he passed around a collection plate. This is a guy worth tens of millions of dollars. Imagine you're in the middle of a war zone and you're passing out a collection plate. So understand, most of the people that are out there and that have been out there have wanted an investigation of the killing of Michael Brown. And the autopsy's now out. He was not shot in the back, according to what I read here and look at. He was shot in the front. So that part of the witness's story isn't true. If you believe the autopsy, the Justice Department is doing another autopsy. The family wants to have an autopsy done. But the point is, we have all these world events going on, supposed Russian convoys being blown up that Russia now says is an Operation Gliwice. Hitler staged that against Poland to start World War II. And the Russians are using terms like false flag, Gliwice. And there's no video of the blown up convoy, no evidence. They're trying to use the downed airliner that a lot of evidence points towards Ukraine shooting down now, you know, a month into this. They're trying to turn ISIS loose all over the world while claiming they're bombing them to challenge them. You've got battles in Kurdish held areas over dams today, over one of the most dangerous dam complexes in the world that could flood Baghdad. You've got a battle with basically Al-Qaeda in Iraq, new name ISIS going on. You've got the dollar being devalued quickly. You've got the depression spreading across the country, and even Time Magazine and the Associated Press and others admit that there's a depression in the suburbs now and that depression is spreading to the suburbs and that that's why you're seeing increases of crime, you're seeing increases in violence, you're seeing increases in racial attacks on whites. You're seeing the knockout game increase, and when an old white man gets knocked out and hits his head and dies, white people don't go out and burn things down and riot. So we need to say this racially based, the white man did it, idea by some of the black leaders is only stoking the flames. We have a video of Dick Gregory that we'll queue up later and play that Jakari Jackson got an interview with him on Friday. We didn't get around to airing it. It's up on Infowars.com. And Dick Gregory's been on the show. He knows I care about everybody and try to promote freedom. But Jakari Jackson walks over and says, you know, the police have been firing rubber bullets at everybody. That's really wrong. What's your take on them targeting the press? And Gregory goes, hey, why is Infowars covering up? Always covering up. They're not attacking people. They're attacking black people. And the only reason the media is now here is because some white reporters got arrested. Well, that's not really true. I mean, I want to get to Gregory on, I'll debate him about it. They're shooting at black reporters, white reporters. Joe Biggs is as white as the driven snow, blonde hair, walking around. They're targeting him, shooting on rubber bullets, flashbangs, everything. They're targeting Jakari. They're targeting the Washington Post reporters, Vice reporters. They're targeting everybody. And so when Jakari says, it's terrible, why do you think they're shooting at everybody? And he goes, they're shooting at black people. So he wanted Jakari to say it was all racially based. And there's undoubtedly a big element of that going on. But it's to such a level that, hey, Jakari, you need to say it's an attack on black people. Well, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has come out in Time magazine and said that it's basically economically based. And I agree with Dick Gregory partially it's racially based. But I agree with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar that it's actually economically based. And it's the whole rap culture and MTV culture does sell it all as an anti-cop, anti-white type mindset, which then makes whites become racist and see it as racially based and makes the police see black people, period, as their enemy. And that's the overarching issue, is that this is being engineered as a clash, which at the end of the day will be a big police state used on everybody, is the point I'm trying to get at. But here's the article. The coming race war won't be about race. Ferguson is not about systematic racism. It's about class warfare and how American poor are held back, says Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Will the recent rioting in Ferguson, Missouri be the tipping point in the struggle against racial injustice, or will it be a major footnote in some future grad student's thesis on civil unrest in the early 21st century? The answer could be found in 1970, May, Kent State shootings, May 4, 1970. The Ohio National Guard opened fire on student protesters at Kent State University. During those 13 seconds of gunfire, four students were killed, nine were wounded, of whom was permanently paralyzed. The shock outcry resulted in the nationwide strike of 4 million students and closed more than 450 campuses. 5 days after the shooting, 100,000 protesters gathered in Washington, D.C., and the nation's youth were energetically mobilized to end the Vietnam War, racism, sexism, mindless faith in the political establishment. And then it goes on to say, you probably haven't heard of the Jackson State shootings. 10 days after Kent State ignited the nation and the predominantly black Jackson State University of Mississippi, police killed two black students, one a high school senior and the other a father of an 18-month-old baby. And then it goes on. You can see the whole thing set up to start the Civil War. I didn't start saying a couple weeks ago when this Ferguson thing started that Civil War was coming. I said it 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago. And as of a month ago, I was saying it every hour on the hour, warning everyone. See, if people could just turn off their emotions and pull back, whether you're black, white, it doesn't matter, and be smart enough, savvy enough to see the big picture, we could stop all this. What do you think bringing in tens of millions of illegals and giving them voter ID cards is for? What do you think Obama putting our military under NATO command is for? What do you think Obama not even signing executive orders, just legalizing whoever he wants is about? What do you think the armored vehicles being delivered months ago was all about? Remember the video report we shot on July 17th before this even happened? U.S. Army training to fight black Americans at a giant Homeland Security training facility, Doomsday Disneyland facility used as practice ground for civil unrest. July 17th. What is that, 3 weeks before Ferguson started? We told you, from our inside sources, they're preparing for nationwide black riots. And again. That's because this could be a psyop, this whole thing from the beginning. But what we do know is it's now a psyop officially, and the White House isn't letting a good crisis go to waste. And we've got to figure out how to avert this and stop this before it starts a civil war with a race war on top of it.
30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. From this Monday to next, all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Labe t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. InfoWars.com is right at the tip of the spear worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across the board special at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the Made in America apparel or the Produced in America high quality supplements, it's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back to school week. History is taking place right now. By going to InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth bringing us in.
What do you mean I can't get to work on time?
The globalists are robbing the country's pension funds. They're devaluing the dollar right now. They are putting in policies to shut down our factories and industry, to shut down our energy sectors, to bring in global regulations over every town and city via Agenda 21. Our borders are wide open. The presidency, for all intents and purposes, has become a dictatorial office. Doesn't mean Obama won't leave. It means Obama is a dictator, and that's even being said in Congress. So if you're globalist sitting in Switzerland or sitting in Luxembourg or sitting in Grand Cayman or sitting in Paris or London, how do you take down a region like Ukraine? You get the Western and Eastern Ukrainians fighting with each other. Both sides have beefs. Both sides have histories with each other. Both sides think they're right. Both sides have good points. Can you pull back and see how the globalists want to suck Ukraine dry like they've done scores of other European countries in the last decade? Same thing here. ISIS has been funded and turned loose by our government, by NATO, who now is fighting them. People go, well, then how do they control them? They don't. They turn them loose. They fund them. Then when they get out of the lines, when they don't paint by the numbers, and they go into the Kurdish area, they bomb it. It's the same thing here. Do you got thugs coming out of St. Louis for 2 weeks organizing this, using any event they can to go loot? Massive looting compared to what happened a week and a half ago, now taking place in surrounding areas of Ferguson. National Guard being called in. The National Guard are just regular folks, black, white, you name it, Hispanic, Americans that just love their family. On average, some of the best people out there, believe me. I know veterans. I know National Guard. They're the most awake, most informed, best people we've got. And they're now going to have bottles getting thrown at them, Molotov cocktails. They're going to be getting shot at, ladies and gentlemen. Black, white, it doesn't matter. And they're going to start shooting people with rubber bullets and beating them. And then it's going to be, see what the racists are doing. But at the same time, why did the police shoot at reporters? At the same time, why did the feds send known provocateurs from the DOJ in to stir all this up? And I've talked to lawyers in Kansas City, I know. I've talked to state police in Kansas City, I know. And in St. Louis. But I first talked to folks in Kansas City, and they, one of them formerly lived in St. Louis and knows the inside baseball. And they told me, and then I talked to another lawyer I know who lives in St. Louis and is connected to the police, and he said, they've known from day one this is just going to continue to get worse. And they wanted to crush it up front, hoping they could just get people off the streets. Well, I don't know what psychology they're following, because I can tell you gut level, it's only going to make things worse. And it's now spreading in different parts of the country, in Florida, in New York, in California. This is the excuse people need who are racist to go out and pull over a truck being driven by a white guy, Reginald Denny, and bash his whole face in, and to burn down people's stores and to attack. It is a criminal element that is going to use this, and the higher level criminal element is going to play people off against each other. Here are some of the headlines. This is the next level. I was saying 3 weeks ago, what's the next big crisis? The open borders, funding Al-Qaeda, trying to start a war with Russia, devaluing the dollar, all these other scams. And I said, I believe it's going to be race war in this country. Over and over again, I said that. You are witnesses to it, because I know how the globalists operate. 15, 20 blacks dying a week in Chicago getting shot, black on black, you don't hear a word about it. Whether the cop was wrong or in the right, it's a tragedy either way. Why is it now time to come out and riot? Why is it now time to come out and burn things down? And why is it time for the police to act like thugs and shove my reporters around and shoot at them while laughing? It is the degeneration of society and its animal mentality. It's mob mentality by the police and by the other side as well. And you've got all the military equipment, all the checkpoints, and all of it ready, rolling out. And this is segueing the police state from the drug war and the phony war against Al-Qaeda. Now they'll sell it in a race war with black people. Hispanics will join in because they'll get their orders out of the different Justice Department groups, the illegal aliens. And then it'll set the precedent for martial law on the streets. And then after that is set, Homeland Security will be turned against its real enemy, the Tea Party, gun owners, the war on white people that congressmen have talked about, that is being sold, that's the main behind-the-scenes training, is to then flip it around against whites, stage terror attacks, and claim whites did it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You've got it. The
transmission is coming to you. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
How do you bring a republic down? It's been so wealthy and has the largest military in the world. You do it by deception. You do it by subterfuge, by manipulation, by balkanization. And that's now happened here. All, quote, sides have legitimate beefs with each other. But I have the FBI crime statistics right here. From the Justice Department, Crime in the United States 2012. That's the latest year to be out. And it goes over the black-on-white crime numbers here versus black-on-black. And you can see those numbers for yourself if you're a TV viewer. But for every 193 black people that are killed by a white person, 2,412 are killed by a black person. Again, for every 193 blacks killed by a white, 2,412 are killed by a black. And you can go through these race by race. You want us to show you the black on white numbers? Depending on how you slice it, it is orders of magnitude higher black on white. And that's because it is promoted by the Democratic Party and by the new Black Panther Party and others publicly. The Black Panther Party, new Black Panther Party leader in Houston, is famously in the paper. We've had him on the show saying, don't go rob and loot or mug in black areas. Go to white areas and do it to them. That's a legitimate form of protest. You know, it's funny, then I'd have that same person thank me when the CPS is trying to take a black man's and a black lady's four children because he basically lives in an unair-conditioned little wood house. One part of it, then he did get in air conditioning. And he was a good father and a good mother, and the guy mowed yards and worked hard, and a lot of people got raised like that just 50, 60 years ago. Is it illegal to be poor? I came to that fella's aid. And the black community was like, why are you helping us? We can't believe it. Look, I care about everybody. When the state comes after you and oppresses you, hey, that can happen to me as well. And do blacks get profiled? Do blacks basically get put into the system easier than whites or others? Undoubtedly. I don't like the fact that the illegal aliens can drink and drive and get bank accounts without IDs and fly without IDs. I don't dislike Hispanics. Most Hispanics don't get to do that of their citizens. I'm upset that the system can pick and choose who they want to go after. But regardless, there is a major racism movement in the black community against white people and others. And you've got black entertainment television, and you've got movies like Django Unchained, and you have got it being sold in the media as kosher, as cute, to be anti-white. Just like it's sold with La Raza, the race, to have Hispanics in a racial group. How does the government segregate prisons? Black, white, Hispanic. And if it's in an area like San Francisco, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. And everybody gets put into a gang. And you've got to join a gang when you go to prison if you don't want to get shanked. If you don't want to get raped, if you don't want to get robbed, if you don't want to get stabbed, if you don't want to get beat up. And they're doing that to all of America, trying to force us into a gang right now. And I've actually had people on the street come up to me this weekend because I was downtown a lot. I went to the citywide garage sale to try to find some cheap art to hang on the walls. And I had multiple people come up to me, black and white, and say, we really like your show, but I think it's time for you to choose a side. I had black folks tell me, I like your show, but let's do it for years, but you know, you need to decide which side you're going to be on. And then separately, hours later, I had white people say, hey, I'm not racist, but I'm sick of people attacking me because I'm white. And you know, the police are doing what they need to. These are a bunch of racist thugs, Alex. And you know, why are you all over the map? I'm trying to stop this from happening. I don't want to be forced into a group. I want to be part of a group that promotes liberty, private property, freedom, and prosperity. I want to stop abortion of 52% of black people. I don't like the fact that 26% of white people aren't even born. I don't want to abort Hispanic babies, black babies, or white babies because they're all babies. I have empathy for a black baby just like I have it for a white baby. But I tell you, I get upset whenever I see people I know. They're in Ferguson, black leaders coming over to the camera. And saying, why aren't you saying it's black people being attacked, InfoWars? Because it's all of our rights being attacked. When the cops fire at reporters who aren't doing anything wrong and arrest Washington Post reporters who are in McDonald's, they are attacking their own future, their own safety net. We're all in this together. I realize the globalists are on the outside manipulating this entire thing, playing us like we're fools. And the Justice Department, the proof is up on Infowars.com. People need to put this out on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. Nation of Islam and New Black Panthers directing violent protest in Ferguson. Again, I've had Louis Farrakhan plug me on air and say, Alex Jones warned the government, you try to confiscate our guns, it's going to cause a civil war. And he agreed, we don't need that. But then separately, and I don't expect Louis Farrakhan runs his whole organization, because believe me, I got great reporters and I can't control what they do. It's just part of free will. But he needs to call for calm. Because we've got proof in this article that the Nation of Islam is in there stirring up violence. At least the leaders there. DOJ, communist, New Black Panthers hijack Ferguson protest. And again, I've drawn my line in the sand. They're going to use the civil unrest and what's happening to try to bring in martial law nationwide, as I've been saying. And they're already dubbing this in the AP, you name it, as a coming race war. And you're going to have a whole new age of political correctness to prove that whites aren't racist. You've got to do A, B, and C. And we need more government funding to the inner cities and more blah, 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 which won't help the people in the inner cities. Government help from LBJ, the Klan member, on record, is what did this to the greatest extent to the black community. The black community was 150 degrees different. They weren't perfect, so they weren't a 180. But I'd say they were 150 degrees different. In many metrics and studies, lower crime rates than black than the white neighborhoods in the 50s. Total difference today. Highest crime rate, undoubtedly black neighborhoods, period. Killing each other. And the government shipped drugs into those areas and did all sorts of psyops. So that's my point. It's still a real threat. This racism that's been simmering and breeding in these black areas is real. But nevertheless, it's been manipulated. And so I'm trying to go all the way over the top here and just get people to pull outside the paradigm, see the system from outside the box, and stop it. I want to give out the toll-free number. We've already heard from a bunch of Ferguson residents. We've heard from my reporters. We've heard from other reporters. We've heard from geopolitical analysts and cultural analysts on this. I want to hear from police and military, National Guard, regular Army. Did we or did we not write articles on July 17th, weeks before this started, saying prepare for race war and a stage race war? In fact, if you want to find where I said it, go back to July 17th in the first hour. Because I did this video report, and I got Watson to write the article. I mean, I'm not bragging, but my name should be on that article. Because I was so concerned about this that I worked with Paul to write that article. I shot the video report. I broke it all down. I had my reporters cover it. I said the next shoe to drop is black-on-white stage race war run by the Justice Department. And I said at the start of this hour, I said, I don't remember when I said it, but look it up, folks, and you'll find it. And my reporters searched race war, Alex Jones, and they found the YouTube and the Infowars.com article where I said it all. Army trains to combat black Americans. 82,000 views. It needs 50 million if we're going to stop this. In fact, at 2 o'clock today, I want to shoot another report with my predictions out of this for the Nightly News tonight, a warning to stop the race war. And quite frankly, that's what this is right now. But they are preparing 24/7 for this because through MTV, through the social engineering, through the Django Unchained, I know for a fact Quentin Tarantino works with the Justice Department and that he and Robert Rodriguez meet with them and brag that they're set to get, the numbers vary, $30 million a project from the government. And that's why Rodriguez met secretly with Obama. And that's why Rodriguez is absolutely out to get me, basically, is what I've been told by high-level people from every angle of the Hollywood community here in Austin. Because he is Obama. And Quentin Tarantino, I've run into him, and he looks at me, I've run into Tarantino not once but twice. And he literally begins just shaking when he sees me, and I go the other direction because there's no point. Because imagine their power trip being part of the government. Machete, go around, kill all the white people. White people are shooting the pregnant Hispanic women. No, the Planned Parenthood's doing that. Shooting them with a scalpel right in the uterus. Why was the paramilitary police aiming guns at Josh Owens, a guy with a professional camera? See, it's all bad. It's all set up for us all to collide with each other in a race war. It's all a joke. Are we that big of suckers? I'm going to tell you again. State funding's on record. I got it pulled. You got it pulled for these race war films being put out by Rodriguez. And they've got Justice Department money. At least Rodriguez brags at parties and media events that he's getting money from Obama. That I've got the witnesses of. Don't forget, I got the script 4 months before Machete came out. And he said it wasn't a real script. Turned out it was the official final script. I'm going to say that again. The government is running these movies and TV shows. You can turn on any TV show out there. Any TV show out there. Drama, sitcom, the patriots are terrorists. So I'm going to explain how this works again. I'm going to your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us. I should give the number out for police and military. It's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Did I not over and over again tell you exactly what would happen? I study this 24-7. I have nightmares about this stuff. I had dreams all night about this stuff where I was trying to work this out in my head how to stop it. And I've explained this. If they turn loose the inner city folks and the illegals to burn down the country, I will be cheering the military when they put them down. And I've said this hundreds of times, not because I wanted it to happen, but because the flames will be coming my direction. And then we'll be sold on the tyranny. And then Americans that actually work and want to have a future will have to leave the nation or join with the New World Order. See, the Democrats have tried to arrest me, set me up, dirty tricks just like they're doing to Rick Perry. The Republicans never did that to me. They forced me to basically, tentatively, still say everything I believe and stand up against the Republicans when they're being bad. But they said, no, you promote guns and anti-abortion. You're a Republican. You're with them. And we're going to get you if we can. See, the New World Order forces you to choose a side. When I want to build up these communities, I want them to have freedom. But you've got to be savvy enough to understand the mind control to be able to stop it. And I don't know, quite frankly, at this point, how we stop it. Because there's too many Django Unchained. There's too many Jamie Foxes that are going to push race war. There's too many Al Sharptons. And they're all on the government payroll. And quite frankly, I've tried as hard as I can. And then so many black folks I see that are racist online are like, yeah, we're going to kill you crackers. You're all scared. You got to be kidding. Do you know how warlike the whole European culture has been forever and how many weapons and guns and bunkers are ready right now? I mean, it's a total joke. Nobody's coming to my office. Nobody's coming to my house. Nobody. I mean, give me a break. I don't have some thrill wanting to have a race war with a bunch of black people. I don't have some thrill wanting to have a race war with anybody. I don't want to have a war with the cops. I've said that 50,000 times. What does MSNBC say every time a cop gets killed? That I'm behind it and I want it. Because they know full well I'm not like Al Sharpton and the rest of these Justice Department people. I'm trying to stop it. And the proof's up on Infowars.com. We got Ron in New York as a police officer. Raul, who's Navy, Wolverine, who's National Guard. I want to hear from state police in Missouri. I want to hear from people on the ground. We're going to go to break and come back with your phone calls. But here's some good news. Police tell Detroiters to buy guns in city torn apart by race issues and crime. That's the kind of police chief we need. And now citizens are marching in Detroit openly with their M16s. By the way, it's a black police chief. See, that's what you need is leaders that say, We're all going to stand up. You see anybody looting a business, you call the police, or if they get near you, you have a gun, you take them out. See, in Detroit, they got scores of people getting shot every week who are robbing and raping. Suddenly, the crime rate's starting to go down because so many thugs have been shot. The answer is to say, hey, you want to protest, you protest. You go out and try to loot a shop or whatever, you're going to get shot. It'll stop real quick. But see, that's not been done. They've attacked the reporters instead. They allowed looting to go on. That's now been confirmed by the state police that the Ferguson police stood down. Just like the L.A. riots, till it got out of hand. Was that on purpose? I see the hand of the Justice Department and a psyop in this big time. So we're going to come back and take your phone calls. Please don't forget that we don't even have the money to hire extra reporters and even have reporters in one spot more than a week. We need to hire more reporters. We need to hire more video editors, more news reporters. We need to go to that next level. That's why you got to get PrisonPlanet.tv, nightly news subscriptions, $5.95 a month. 11 people can use it. PrisonPlanet.tv, get a year membership, you get 2 months free. Just really first-rate nightly news. Buy the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsLife.com. We've got a bunch of specials running. They end tomorrow. 10% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. It ends at midnight tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Coming up, I'm also going to break down the indictment of Rick Perry. I actually know, through a mutual friend, all the details, the arresting officer of the Travis County District Attorney. And it's just incredible that it's state law shows that the governor has veto power and can cut off county funding over an office if you get a boss hog like this this woman. And they've now indicted the governor. They're indicting a bunch of other governors and people. The Democrats are going after everybody. Rosemary Lindbergh spitting on police. Looked like she was Linda Blair from The Exorcist, literally. And then wouldn't step down and said, I can drink, I can do whatever I want, as she runs DWI prosecutions. And they say in Travis County, you criticize the Democrats, they'll just have you arrested. And now Rick Perry's got to show up to be fingerprinted. And again, people go, I thought you don't like Rick Perry for Gardasil. Of course I don't like Rick Perry for some of the things he's done. But if we just let the Democrats just arrest all the Republicans, we're going to be in Nazi Germany, folks. They've been going after Dinesh D'Souza, the Tea Party with the IRS. The point is, this is dangerous. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. Ron in New York, police officer. Raul in California, Navy. Jim in Ohio, deputy sheriff. Wolverine, National Guard. Phil in New Jersey, retired special ops. We're going to go to all of you. And if you hear a caller hang up, that's your chance to call in. If you're former police and military or current, to give your take on what I'm breaking down. But the National Guard's coming out tonight. We're going to have reporters there. What happens if people get shot? Even if the cops are getting shot at, they shoot back. The controlled media will sell it like riots are needed, and then it's racially based, and then riots will pop up everywhere, and anyone defending themselves will be called racist. And then you see what all the armored vehicles are for. This is Obama's crisis. I predicted it. There'll be even other crises. This is how they try to bring in a permanent state of emergency. Ron in New York, what's your take on this as a police officer?
Hello, how you doing, Alex? Good afternoon. I'm retired, a detective. I just wanted to let you know, by them not coming to a conclusion with their case, they're inflaming things even more and more. I'm sure the investigation process was done, and they need to just bring it out in the forefront. They bring it out in the forefront, then all this stuff is going to stop. You know, like I said, it's like a ticking time bomb waiting to explode. They just need to say, you know, what went down between the police officer and Mike Brown, and then this will all be over as far as, like, you know, in my opinion.
I agree that would help, and I respect that view because you've obviously lived through it. But overall, how bad do you think it'll get if people get shot? Let's say if, you know, 10 protesters get shot, 3 or 4 of them die.
It's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly, you know, in this country. You know, and like I said, that's the last thing, you know, we want to see is, you know, a race war. You know, I happen to be, you know, I'm African American male. Like I said, you know, I did 20 years in the police force. Like I said, this is just, you know, a time bomb, you know, waiting to explode. And also another thing is, like, one big thing that I had what the Ferguson police chief did on Friday was with, you know, releasing that videotape with Mike Brown. You know, like you said, you know, as he stated, it had nothing to do with, you know, with him being shot. And I think that even inflamed things even more, you know, but that's just me.
Sure. I mean, it's an attempt to demonize Brown, but you can also see the perspective and say, look, he's dangerous. He's roughing people up. This fits into the officer's story that indeed this happened. Then that goes to the issue, just like the former police officer I had in here last week, constitutional lawyer, why aren't all the police wearing cameras?
You're right. I agree with you. You know, police officers should be, you know, wearing cameras because, you know, some of them do lie. You know, I mean, it's just like, you know, just like in the regular world, you have good cops.
Sure, but if he's telling the truth, it'll show Michael Brown attacking him.
But Alex, to me, is it justification to shoot him 6 times as far as them being unarmed?
I mean, obviously, we've got cases of police shooting innocent people all over the country. I'm just saying, having a race war isn't going to fix any of it. But no, I hear you. More calls coming up. Stay with us. Open phones next.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity.
Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.